Welcome to the Cardinal News of Virginia, a podcast from Cardinal News. We are a nonprofit news outlet. We serve Southwest and Southside Virginia. We're at cardinalnews.org without any paywalls. The Cardinal Podcast is sponsored by Muneris, serving communities with expert group benefits and Medicare solutions. I'm Dutchie Jesse, and I have two guests today. One is Matt Bussey, who covers business for us. Hi, Matt.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. And then we have founding editor Dwayne Yancey. Hi, Dwayne.
Hi.
And your cat.
I'm joined here by Hazel, who insists on joining every Zoom.
So. Yes, she does. And we'll allow it. Today, we're going to talk about a very big recent announcement that Botetourt County made. You know, on this podcast and in Cardinal News coverage in general, we've talked a lot in the last year or so about data centers. And we have now an announcement from Google, of all companies, about a data center it's bringing to our region. Matt, I'm going to let you give the announcement because you covered the original announcement in Botetourt recently.
Sure. So at a meeting of the Botetourt County Board of Supervisors on June 24th, the big news that was announced was that Google is purchasing more than 300 acres in an industrial park in Botetourt County. It's well known in the county. It's called the Botetourt Center at Greenfield. And Google plans to potentially build a data center or a data center campus there. Just to be clear, data centers are basically big buildings full of computer equipment, computer servers. In Google's case, they help run all of the online services that Google offers. If you use Gmail, if you've done a search on Google, if you have used Google Docs or stored your photos in a Google service at any point in time, you're using some of Google's data centers to do that. They do the heavy lifting for Google's operations. As far as this plan to potentially build a data center in Botetourt County, there's still a lot that we don't know yet. We don't know how big it could be. We don't know what the timeline for construction would be. We don't know when they might start building, how long it would take. I think right now the officials there are working to figure out some of the basic requirements for electricity infrastructure. You know, what sort of power lines do they need to run to power the data center, what the water needs will be, that sort of thing. But in the meantime, what we do know is that Google paid about $14 million for the land where they could potentially put this data center. And they agreed to make another $4 million in contributions to the county. And combined, that $18 million is going to pay for a lot of public service community projects. Just to name a few, there's a long list. I'm not going to go through all of them, but some of the big ones are the county will use almost $5 million of that money for some new fire trucks and ambulances, about $3.5 million for a new community event center, and about another $3.5 million to renovate the library branch in Buchanan. So those are kind of the big things that are going to be happening that we know of right now. Still a lot of questions that hopefully will be answered in the weeks and months to come.
For anyone who doesn't know, Dwayne, I'm going to turn this one over to you, demographics man. For anyone who's not real familiar with Botetourt, you know, maybe if they're not from our area in the western part of the state, how big is Botetourt? I know it's been growing. I mean, I remember back when Greenfield was an announcement at a press conference back in the 90s in Botetourt County, and I believe the administrator at that time was Jerry Burgess. It's been a long time. But I remember when this was all theory. Remember that, Dwayne? And
oh,
Matt,
yeah.
I know you've been around covering things for a long time. I don't know if you were in Virginia at that time. But
Dwayne,
tell us a little bit about Botetourt, and then I have a question about the announcement itself. But Dwayne, set the scene for us. What is Botetourt like?
Well, my flip answer was going to be Botetourt is not as big as it was in colonial days when it stretched all the way to the Mississippi. But I was not around then, contrary to popular belief. More to your question, Botetourt is a county just north of Roanoke, population about 30,000. The southern part of Botetourt is somewhat suburban, sort of an exurb, if you will, of Roanoke. The northern part, still very rural. and Greenfield sort of sits right along that dividing line between the developed part and the undeveloped part.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm curious because I'm just curious about this announcement itself, Matt or Dwayne. Was this a surprise? Was it, you know how a lot of times we know about something that's coming on in the press, we know about it, but it's embargoed. So they're like, wait until this is officially announced. Was there noise about this, or was it, hey, you better show up at this meeting because we're going to announce something big? I'm just curious.
There was not noise about this. In hindsight, Bogotá late last year rezoned Greenfield to accommodate data centers. So there was some indication then that maybe a data center was interested. Although, that could have also just been very routine. And in fact, in talking to the county administrator, it was originally intended to be very routine. But it just happened to also coincide with Google. The name Google, and the size of the operation was very much a surprise.
Matt, were you at the meeting when this was announced?
We had heard. I was there. I had heard a few hours, or I guess the night before we got wind that it was Google, but.
Right. So, Matt, what was the meeting like? I mean, I've read it, of course, but I read Cardinal News. But so tell me what the meeting was like hearing the county announce this gigantic news.
Yeah, I mean, I think there were a lot of people fairly high up in the county who it was a surprise to them as well. I mean, businesses typically keep deals really close to their vest until contracts are signed and or land is purchased or things like that, because if word gets out too early, it can sometimes scuttle the deal, or they believe that could happen. I'd have to look at my timeline here, but so the announcement came June 24th, which was a Tuesday. The sale of the land had closed, I believe, just 4 days before. And the supervisors approved a performance agreement with Google the same day that the announcement was made. When the time came, there were, one of the supervisors got up and announced that Google was coming to Bogotá County. And then the county administrator made some remarks. And it was pretty clear that, it was a pretty stunning development. I think this had been going on, I believe, for about a year and a half. Lots and lots of phone calls, lots and lots of visits, from Google, from state, local, regional, economic development officials. And yet it was still kept pretty tightly under wraps.
Yeah. The county administrator there, Gary LaRue, did allude, and I know in your coverage, we alluded to, the fact that this was a lot of phone calls. This was a lot of talks and negotiations. In the end, what did they say was a reason that Bogotá ended up being a yes for them? And do we know who else they looked at? Does anyone know that?
I don't know who else they looked at. That's a great question, and one that hopefully, we could get an answer to, in the coming days. But I mean, I think any location for a data center comes down to, location, price, and available infrastructure. You've got the electrical infrastructure there, which they're evaluating. It might need upgrading. Google said it's going to pay for upgrades. You've got the water authority there, which has said that it's capable of serving the data center's needs. And if there are infrastructure upgrades needed, it's my understanding that Google plans to pay for those as well. So I think, it just comes down to location, price, and infrastructure.
I can give you a longer answer, but it's still no, we don't know. The initial inquiry came through the Virginia Economic Development Partnership, which is standard. We don't know whether Google was looking at other states or was specifically looking at Virginia. At that point, the partnership sends out basically a request for information saying, we have a client. They don't disclose who, looking for property with, X, Y, and Z characteristics. And if you've got such property, let us know. That went to the Roanoke Regional Partnership, the economic development entity that covers the Roanoke Valley. I'm sure it went to others in Virginia as well. They sent it out to their members. But we don't know, whether this came down to, one of three sites or one of five or, whatever.
Gotcha. What have we heard since? What has been the public response? Dwayne, you've written some opinion on this and some, food for thought about it. But have we heard from people about this, Matt or Dwayne, from actually the people that live in Botetourt? What are they saying?
It has been fairly quiet. Disclosure, I live in Botetourt. Mm-hmm. The column I wrote was written in response to, I did see people commenting online, who were not in, full possession of the facts. So my column was meant to sort of address that. But, compared to other things we've seen around the region, inspire, marching crowds and pitchforks.
Right.
Nothing like that.
So what did you cover in your column, Dwayne? What are some things to consider? We've had on this podcast, I've talked to you, Matt, and some other of our reporters, others, about data centers in general, like in theory, and then some specific projects that have been attempted somewhere in our coverage area, Southwest or South Side. So talk about, now that we have a specific proposal and Botetourt says, yes, this will happen, what are some things you addressed in your column?
I went through basically eight complaints that I saw online. These were, sort of collated. The first one was, this is out of keeping with the rural character of Botetourt. This is in an industrial park. That decision got made back, you referenced the mid-90s. That was when Botetourt, voters voted for a bond referendum that included money for industrial parks. And soon thereafter, the county purchased the land for Greenfield, which until fairly recently is mostly sat vacant, over the years. It is now close to filling up. It was said that the Google project will fill it up. Mm-hmm. It's not as if this is some, piece of farmland that has been taken out of production. Right.
Right.
The big decision was made three decades ago.
Right. It's exactly. That ship has sailed, so to speak. It doesn't fit with our bucolic setting and all those things. What else? We've talked in other podcasts and about our coverage in general, that data centers require a lot of power and a lot of water supply for cooling. So did you address that, Dwayne?
Yeah, that's probably sort of the heart of it, because that is the reputation that data centers have, rightly so. They are energy hogs. Mm-hmm. They are energy hogs collectively. An individual data center, might require the same amount of power. We don't know the size of this, but I've, tried to do some rough calculations. And, it's basically probably about the same amount of power maybe as a steel plant, of which the Roanoke Valley has one. Mm-hmm. If you're going to complain about the energy usage, of a data center, you need to complain about, the steel plant, because they're, roughly about the same. What really drives, any manufacturing operation is going to require a lot of power. What really gets the attention on data centers is the concentration of them.
Right.
Where we have, hundreds of them, in some places up in Northern Virginia, whereas, you're not going to have hundreds of steel plants. On water, yes. Data centers use a lot of water. Fortunately, the Roanoke Valley is water rich. That's a consequence of some decisions also made decades ago to create the Western Virginia Water Authority. And I went through the numbers for what the capacity there is. So, yes, they use a lot of water, but the Roanoke Valley has a lot of water.
Well, one of the things that people complain about with data centers is that they don't, there's not a lot of jobs involved, you know, in the actual data center post construction. Matt, you mentioned earlier, we still don't know all the details, and we don't know a lot of details. Was Google able to address anything with that regard, like employment or construction jobs, things like that?
No, I think it's still too early to say. You know, like Dwayne just mentioned, we don't know the size, we don't know the timeline, but you're absolutely right. I mean, very generally speaking, you know, not specific to this project at all, but very generally speaking, you know, when a data center is being built, it can bring in hundreds of construction jobs, right? I mean, they're huge buildings, tons of HVAC equipment, cooling equipment, lots going on, right? That same data center, once it's up and running, might have maybe, again, very generally speaking, 20 people working there. And maybe some of them are managing parts of it remotely. So, you know, to compare to, say, a steel plant, like Dwayne just referenced, something like that, a traditional manufacturing operation might bring in hundreds of permanent jobs to an area, whereas a data center would not. And that's a common criticism. You know, that can be offset by the fact that, you know, Google will be paying property tax on the data center, the land and the improvements it makes. It made the land purchase. It made the additional $4 million in contributions that we talked about previously beyond the price of the land sale. You could maybe do some math regarding, well, what's the value of that over time versus the value of the tax revenue that hundreds of jobs at a traditional manufacturing operation would generate. I'm not sure that's the equation that was before the county officials. I think, you know, the deal that they're getting is Google is coming, and they seem pretty happy about that.
Do we know, is the status of this, as we're recording this, I should say, after several weeks after the announcement, but do we know, is this definitely a done deal, Matt? Is there any way this, and I'm not trying to, I guess I am playing devil's advocate a little, but I have seen situations where something was announced and confetti went up in a locality, and it just seemed sure as heck that it was going to happen. Is this a done deal yet? Like, for sure?
Well, I mean, you know, I think, like you just said, I think the folks in charge here would be reluctant to announce something this big without being confident that's going to happen. At the same time, the announcement referred to it as a potential data center. A Google executive was quoted, you know, in the news release that was sent out as saying they were optimistic about the relationship that had been formed. I would be surprised if they suddenly backed out for some reason. That would be a very surprising development. So it does seem like it's going to go forward. At the same time, nothing's done until it's done, right? I mean, nobody can predict the future. Who knows what could happen? So until it's actually up and running, you know, lots of things could happen between now and then.
Here's what politicians have told me, and many times politicians will tell me things they don't want their names attached to.
Right.
So, you know, there are hazards to that. One, that it's very unusual for Google to announce that they have acquired property. But apparently the county felt it was important in this instance to, yeah, because the word would get out anyway, in a way that, yeah, it might not in Northern Virginia. But all the politicians I've talked to assure me it's real and that the goal is to have a groundbreaking before Governor Youngkin leaves office. He leaves office in early January. So,
all right. Does this solidify Virginia, or was Virginia already solidified as a really a hotspot, I guess, for lack of a better term, for data centers?
Virginia has more data centers than anybody else.
Well, you're right. I should clarify. Thank you, Dwayne. I forgot about Northern Virginia.
Yeah. Don't forget about going. I guess the significance here is this shows how Daga Centers are moving out of Northern Virginia into other parts of the state.
Which is the better question, obviously, because we've talked about that so much, about how they're basically outgrowing Northern Virginia, which is why our part of the state is finally like dealing with this potential industry or industry potentially here. So what do you think about that, Matt, as far as this part of the state, Southwest and Southside Virginia? Should we just buckle in and say, yeah, we're going to see more and more of this? But Botetourt, on the other hand, is unique because of the amount of land already there in a rezoned, you know, area where they took care of the zoning issue already.
Yeah, I mean, there are other counties with large industrial parks and large sites with access to electrical, water, natural gas infrastructure. You know, I think as long as people continue to keep using their smartphones and keep using email and keep using artificial intelligence powered searches and ChatGPT and Google and a dozen other things, you know, you could name, I think the demand is only going to grow. I think the evidence shows that Virginia has created a favorable environment for data centers. Obviously, not every project that's proposed is going to get approved. If you look at Southside, for example, there's a Microsoft data center in Mecklenburg County that I believe is expanding, but a data center proposal in Pennsylvania County was denied after local opposition, or withdrawn, I think might be a more accurate term there. So I do think we're going to see more of these projects proposed. A certain percentage of them will end up coming to fruition. A certain percentage of them won't. I couldn't tell you what those percentages will be. That requires a crystal ball that I don't have.
Yeah. Yeah. Dwayne, did you have anything to add?
No, I think Mag has covered that very well.
Well, you know what occurs to me, gentlemen, is that we hear, you know, when there's big development coming, historically, it's you frequently get not in my backyard, and you get it, especially the old argument is that, well, are you going to go to the Walmart that you don't want down the street? You know, with bricks and mortar development, we heard that argument. And I think everyone can agree, well, yeah, I do use my cell phone. Everyone is online because our lives require it, some more degree than other. But even in bucolic Botetourt, which it's not the biggest city around, but everyone's going to be using what's causing the need for this, right? So it just occurs to me that it's a little bit different than our traditional, you know, NIMBY arguments that we would get with brick and mortar developments, big box retailers moving in and big projects like that.
Every critic posting critical comments on Facebook, of which there haven't been that many, but there were some, you know, every one of those is indirectly using a data center.
Yeah, because they're online posting. Yeah, I get it. Thank you both for your input on this and for your coverage. I really appreciate it. Matt, how can our readers and listeners reach you if they wanted to give you some feedback or a story tip?
Sure. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is Matt, that's M-A-T-T, @ cardinalnews.org.
And Dwayne?
I'm Dwayne, D-W-A-Y-N-E, @ cardinalnews.org. But don't show up at my house like the bear did that
took
the bumper off my car.
Promoting, let the record reflect, for those of you listening to the podcast only, Dwayne is showing the image that accompanied his recent column about his latest experience with your neighborhood bear living out there in Botetourt. So we will stay tuned for more details, and we hope it doesn't get super dangerous for you out there, Dwayne. Thanks, everyone. Thanks to both of you. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the Cardinal News of Virginia. I want to thank our sponsor, Muneris, and also our own Zach Shelton for production support. Please feel free to read all of our journalism. It is paywall-free always at cardinalnews.org. I'm Dutchie Jesse.